Mr. Chair, in pursuant to agenda item 1A, please note that Commissioner Robert Lewis has requested to participate remotely. His request is for just cause as he's participating in another governmental meeting. The request is allowed pursuant to Government Code Section 54953, and it is subject to the approval of the commission. Staff recommends the commission approve the request from Commissioner Robert Lewis to participate remotely. And I would note for staff, when you call the roll, Commissioner Lewis's name should not be called.
There a motion to approve?
So moved. I'll second.
Any further discussion? Please call the roll.
Commissioner Barker?
Yeah.
Commissioner Lee?
Yeah.
Commissioner Horvath?
Here.
Commissioner Lewis?
He doesn't vote.
He doesn't have to. Commissioner McKellum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Here.
Commissioner Tamori?
Aye.
Chair Deere?
Yes, and the motion's passed.
And let me check with staff. Is Commissioner Lewis online yet? Okay, he is not. When he comes on, let me know, because we have to ask whether there's anyone 18 years or older. Additionally, Commissioner Makai Ali is participating remotely at a location accessible to the public. The law requires that these commissioners confirm whether any members of the public are there at the teleconference location. Is Commissioner Ali online yet? Okay, staff will let me know when they arrive and I can ask those questions. Mr. Chair, I'll turn it back to you for item two, the pledge.
Commissioner Ali has been on, has missed these meetings regularly and been on the phone. Has that been a regular occurrence?
There are two means by which an individual can testify remotely. If the location is not accessible to the public, it is limited to two meetings per year. If it is accessible to the public, there is no limit, and that is generally the provision under the Brown Act, which Commissioner Ali utilizes.
When was the last time you attended a live meeting?
It would be over a year.
I don't think that's very good. I think you should be here more often.
Do we have a policy or
apparently not.
Some sort of?
The commission in the past has deliberated on occasion about adopting an attendance policy and has chosen not to. If it is the will of the commission, if you would like, we could certainly look at other LAFCOs and other public agencies and maybe bring you back a report maybe in a month or two. It may take us some time to just kind of give you some choices if that's the will of the commission.
If there's no objection from the commission, let's have them do that then. Thank you very much. Okay, we'll do that.
Probably given our calendar, probably your July meeting, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay,
that's fine.
Thank you.
Okay, so we'll go on to the Pledge of Allegiance. If you'll follow me to the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Please be seated. Item three.
Item three is disclosure of campaign contributions. If any of you have received a campaign contribution that required disclosure and recusal, please make it known at this time. Seeing none, I have a few announcements. Consistent with state law, the agenda was posted to the LAFCO website here at the Kenneth Hahn Hall of Administration and at the remote location at 21865 Copley Drive, Diamond Bar, California, 91765, all on Thursday, May 8th. The agenda and public hearing notices stated that interested persons were afforded the opportunity to submit comments by mail or email no later than 5 o'clock p.m. yesterday. We have not received any written communications after the agenda was posted. We would ask that when Commissioner makes or seconds a motion, please do so and state your last name so we can record them in the minutes. Due to remote participation, all votes today require a roll call vote. Staff has also arranged for members of the public to provide verbal testimony during today's meeting. As is the commission's practice, each speaker is allowed to speak for up to 3 minutes. To the members of the public calling into today's meeting, and should you wish to speak before the commission, we will ask that you identify yourself and the agenda item to which you are speaking. You may also indicate that you merely wish to be available should any commissioners have questions. Is there any member of the public participating remotely, either at the remote location or online, who would like to speak today? Okay, hearing none, we can move forward. This is, item five is your first opportunity for members of the public, including those joining remotely, to address the commission on any items on the agenda or not. Again, public comments are limited to 3 minutes per speaker. Is there any member of the public participating remotely who would like to speak under public comment? Hearing none, Mr. Chair, the next item is agenda item six, the consent agenda.
All right, we have the consent agenda. Is there any particular item that a commissioner wants pulled, or is there a motion to approve the entire consent calendar? Is such a motion?
I'll move.
Motion to approve the entire consent calendar.
Second.
Seconded. Any discussion?
If I may, just.
Yes, go ahead.
Paul, quickly on item HI, the CalAFCO planning retreat summary.
Yes.
Can you just give us a little bit? I know we're.
Yes, so the CalAFCO Board of Directors held a two-day retreat, as they generally do, I believe, every other year. They brought in Pamela Miller as a facilitator on the first day, Aaron Jalouli of CV Strategies on the second day to help them sort of work through some of the issues that the association is facing. The document that we provided to you, it would be hard for me to summarize a 16-page document, but I would merely say it sort of addresses some of the challenges that the organization has. If you are pressed for time, what I would recommend towards the end, there's a chart, and it just has a list of all of the proposed changes that they propose to make to the organization. Of about 20, I would say two or three are done, and the rest are sort of in process. It is a 6 to 9 month plan. Okay. But I think that chart at the end probably summarizes the changes that they will be making.
Thank you.
Very good. Other comments or questions? Where are we now?
We can call the roll.
Call the roll on the motion.
Commissioner Barger?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee?
Aye.
Commissioner Horvath?
Aye.
Commissioner Lewis?
Not yet.
Commissioner McCallum?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Tamori?
Aye.
Chair Deere?
Yes, and the motion passes. All right, that's item six, correct? Item seven.
LAFCO Senior Analyst Doug Dorado will present the staff report for agenda item 7A.
Okay. Good morning, commissioners. Agenda item 7A is annexation number 2023-01 to Los Angeles County Waterworks District number 40, Antelope Valley, and Sphere of Influence Amendment to Los Angeles County Water District number 40, Antelope Valley, Sphere of Influence, and consideration of California Environmental Quality Act exemption. This is a proposed annexation of approximately 93.85 acres of uninhabited territory located southwest of the intersection of Blackbird Way and Lockheed Way in the city of Palmdale. This proposal also includes an amendment of the sphere of influence of the Los Angeles County Water District number 40, Antelope Valley. The affected territory consists of vacant land that can potentially be developed into include industrial buildings. All involved agencies have adopted the necessary property tax resolution. Proper notice was mailed, published, and posted online. Staff did not receive any significant comments from landowners, registered voters, or any public agencies. The staff report includes the proper determinations for the proposed annexation and sphere of influence amendment. This proposal is exempt from the provisions of the California Environmental Quality Act pursuant to state CEQA guidelines sections 15061B3. Staff recommends that the commission open the public hearing and receive testimony on the annexation and sphere of influence amendment. There being no further testimony, close the public hearing, and there being no written opposition submitted by the landowners or registered voters within the affected territory before the conclusion of this hearing on the proposal, waive the protest proceedings pursuant to Government Code Section 56663 and adopt the resolution making determinations, including the California Environmental Quality Act determinations, approving and ordering annexation number 2023-01 to the Los Angeles County Waterworks District number 40, Antelope Valley, and sphere of influence and amendment to the Los Angeles County Water Works District Number 40, Antelope Valley Sphere of Influence.
All right, so hearing is now declared open. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. Are we going to do all these things you mentioned in one motion?
I'll move it.
Yes.
Very good. Is there a second?
Second, McCallum.
Okay. Any discussion? All right, let's call the roll.
Commissioner Barger?
Aye.
Commissioner Lee?
Aye.
Commissioner Horvath?
Aye.
Commissioner Lewis?
Commissioner Lewis, are you there online? Commissioner Lewis, can you unmute?
Commissioner McCallum?
Aye.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Tamori?
Aye.
Chair Deere?
Yes, and the motion passes. Okay, that takes care of the public hearing. There are no protest hearings. We'll go to item nine.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Item 9A is Round 4 Municipal Service Reviews and Sphere of Influence Updates Final Schedule. At your meeting last month, you considered and approved a draft MSR and SOI schedule. Since then, we transmitted copies of the draft schedule to representatives of the County of LA, the City of LA, and the Independent Cities and Independent Special Districts in Los Angeles County. We received a handful of comments from stakeholders, either in support or in a few cases there were questions. We were able to address all of those inquiries to the satisfaction of those parties. I did want to note, as it stated in the staff report, I made a particular effort. In addition to sort of a blast email, I reached out to the general managers of the county sanitation districts and the city managers of all 11 cities, just to let them know that they are in the first cycle. I generally heard back, it may have just been by email, but I wanted you to know that nobody should be surprised in the first cycle. So staff is recommending that you adopt the final MSR and SOI schedule consistent with your action from last month and as described in detail in the staff report and associated attachments.
Or is there a motion to do so?
So moved. McCallum.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to adopt the report as described. Any further discussion? All right, please call the roll.
Commissioner Barger?
Aye.
Commissioner Lee?
Aye.
Commissioner Horvath?
Aye.
Is Commissioner Lewis online?
Commissioner Lewis, are you there?
Commissioner McCallum?
Aye.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Tamori?
Aye.
Chair Deere?
Yes, and the motion passes. Takes care of item nine. Number 10.
Good morning. Item 9B is a request for proposals for municipal service reviews for the cities of Claremont, Gardena, Hawthorne, Inglewood, Lawndale, Laverne, Pasadena, Torrance, San Marino, and San Dimas. This item before you today is the draft request for proposals for municipal service review and sphere of influence update to all these multiple cities. Consistent with the MSR schedule presented to you preceding this item. The RFP is for these multiple cities identified under phase one under the MSR schedule that will occur in fiscal year 2025-2026, consistent with the commission's budget adoption. The cities are grouped by proximity to each other. The first group would consist of the cities of Claremont, Laverne, and San Dimas. The second is the cities of Gardena, Hawthorne, Inglewood, Lawndale, and Torrance. And the last group would be the cities of Pasadena and San Marino. As recommended, a contract award will be presented to the commission at a future meeting date, tentatively July 9th of 2025. Staff recommends that the commission direct staff to issue the enclosed RFP for municipal service reviews and sphere of influence updates of these multiple cities grouped as follows and subject to approval as to form and legality by council. Again, the cities of Claremont, Laverne, and San Dimas, followed by the cities of Gardena, Hawthorne, Inglewood, Lawndale, and Torrance, and finally the cities of Pasadena and San Marino. We ask that you authorize staff to modify the request for proposals to address issues unique to each MSR as deemed appropriate by staff and council. So this is just the RFP for you to review and consider before we actually issue it out. And since the mailing of the staff report, our executive officer has gone ahead and contacted and updated the contact list of several firms. So we do expect a successful response from a lot of the proposers. Any questions of the commission?
Yeah. So in layman's terms, what exactly are we doing? I mean, I'm reading it and it seems like a lot of busy work. I mean, what exactly is the outcome in like Reader's Digest layman?
In Reader's Digest terms, MSRs and SOI updates are a state mandate, an unfunded mandate. We're requested to do these ideally every 5 years. We can't do 170 jurisdictions and MSRs every 5 years unless all of you want to vote to quadruple the assessments on the county, the city, and the special districts. So we're looking at those cities where they have spheres of influence that are illogical. Cities.
Example.
Okay, a good example is San Marino, which has a fair number of pockets around it of unincorporated. Another good example is Laverne and San Dimas, which have, for lack of a better technical term, screwy spheres of influence because they've got these big areas in their spheres that they've never annexed and they've got other areas they would like to annex. And probably the best analogy I can give you is Santa Clarita, which we did in a previous cycle where they had a lot of annexation activity, but they weren't annexing their entire sphere. So it's a chance for you to really look at it without a project in front of you. And so we did apply very objective criteria to looking at all the cities. But those are more or less the criteria that we looked at. It will produce a report. I'm trying to think of how to put this. Some are less interesting than others, but a lot of times we learn things that we didn't know. When we did the MSR of the Point Dume Community Services District, it really forced us to look at what they were, or I would say we're not doing at the time. With the cemetery districts, it's led to a lot of changes in their boundaries. Sometimes we just discover things that we merely expose, and sometimes we look and say, we really need to change the sphere of influences of this city. The spheres are important because they guide the future development, not future development, but future annexation activity. And they're intended to be the area within the sphere, it's intended that a city will ultimately annex it. If they're not moving to annex it, we should probably take it out of their sphere. I'm sorry if that was a long answer to a short question.
I appreciate that.
That tends to be my forte, but I'll try harder.
Other questions?
Just, yep.
That's it. Thank you very much. So here we are. Is there a motion?
I'll move it now that I understand what I'm moving.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second, McCallum.
Further discussion? Please call the roll.
Commissioner Parker?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee?
Aye.
Commissioner Horvath?
Aye.
Commissioner Lewis?
I hope you can hear me. I'm still out here.
We can hear you now.
Thank you.
Commissioner McCallum?
Aye.
He's voted.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Tamori?
Aye.
Chair Deer?
Yes. Did Commissioner Lewis vote?
He did. And before you move on to item 10, Commissioner Lewis, now that we can hear you, and I apologize if any of this was on our end, is there anyone 18 years or older at your location?
No, I'm in the conference center and all alone by my lonesome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, or thank you, Commissioner Lewis.
Okay, we're on item, so item 9.
Your next item is agenda item 10A. This is a request to oppose Senate Bill 777. SB 777 addresses issues pertaining to any endowment cemetery. Most privately owned cemeteries in California developed after 1950 are endowment cemeteries. So it would be an endowment cemetery that has been abandoned, which is defined in state law as an instance wherein the owner operator's licenses were either revoked or forfeited for 12 months or longer with no successor. SB 777 would require the LAFCO of the county in which the cemetery is located to identify a, quote, local agency as a successor agency. That would either be the county, a city, or a special district. Although they are not currently within LAFCO jurisdiction, This bill would now burden LAFCOs with responsibility over endowment cemeteries. The bill provides no direction nor metrics for how LAFCO should make these decisions, nor any requirements for public notice. The provisions of the bill create essentially a one-off procedure, different from how the Act directs LAFCOs to conduct the dissolution or consolidation of cities and special districts. Were it to be enacted, your LAFCO could be compelled to force a failed or failing separate cemetery upon another public agency, again, a county, city, or special district, which would burden that successor agency with practical challenges, such as the maintenance, operation, and upkeep of a cemetery, for which nearly all of these agencies have no previous experience. There is no documented support on file in the legislature for this bill, and it's opposed by Los Angeles County, California Special Districts Association, the California State Association of Counties, the League of Cities, the Rural County Representatives of California, and the Urban Counties of California. Staff is recommending that the Commission take an opposed position on SB 777, authorize the Chair to sign letters documenting the position, and direct us to convey this opposition to legislators and other stakeholders.
Joey?
So this bill only pertains to LA County, if I'm reading this correctly?
The bill as written applies statewide. When it was heard by the Senate Local Government Committee, it was passed, but the committee directed the author to amend it to apply only to LA County. That has not yet occurred. There is a cemetery in the southeastern part of the county in the city of Carson known as Lincoln Cemetery, which really is the focus of this bill. And from our from staff's perspective, that situation should not lead to a bill which burdens every LAFCO in the state, because there are others who may fall into that same position. And we also have serious concerns in that right now, when you dissolve an agency and we're appointing a successor, we really need that successor agency to agree. Frankly, if Compton had agreed, that's probably where Sativa would have gone, but under the rules, Compton did not agree. We're very uncomfortable with being in a position of having to make a recommendation to you to force that cemetery upon a local agency. In the case of the Lincoln Cemetery in Carson, it would either be the city of Carson or the county. And we feel it would be a very awkward position, both for you as commissioners having to make that decision, and a very unpopular decision by whomever you direct to be the successor.
What's the current process?
The current process right now is that it essentially becomes a ward of the State Funeral and Cemeteries Bureau. And from every analysis of this bill that I've seen, they are the ones with the expertise to handle a troubled cemetery. I can't imagine doing this to the city of Carson or even the county with significant resources, because it's not something they do.
Thank you.
Yes.
I may be the only person in the room who has gone through this horrific process. I think it was about 2000. I was assistant general manager of recreation and parks when the Los Angeles Cemetery went into default. It was a painful process because family members 100 years later still were at these sites. We couldn't decide what to do with it. Should it go to sanitation for oversight? That seemed like an insult to the families, although they were willing to take it on. Public Works said, well, we can bring a team to clear it every once in a while. And it finally fell to Recreation and Parks. We were able to get a grant for green space acquisition to actually endow the cemetery and keep it in better shape over time. So I would concur, this is a long process. It took the city at that time about 8 months of discussion with families, with the state, before we were able to find a solution to take it on. That and a portion of Evergreen Cemetery are now under recreation and parks. So I really concur here that allowing a local agency to determine whether or not they have the ability, they have the compassion, the resources, and the staff to take on a lifelong acquisition that does come with a lot of costs, that comes with vandalism issues, that comes to security, to fencing, to all of those pieces, should be left to individual areas for determination. Thank you.
Thank you. Other comments?
Yes.
But a hot potato, right? This is really a difficult one. Paul, what would we be, since it really doesn't affect us right now, what would the letter say to the senator or in opposition?
It would bring up, I think in the staff report, I identified 5 or 6 reasons, which were similar to what I presented in the staff report today.
Yeah.
So it'd simply say that I think lower on the list is unfunded mandate, because nobody cares when we complain about unfunded mandates. But the fact that it's different than our current process, the fact that we would be forcing it upon a city, county, or special district, the fact that there's no procedure in there or even direction on how, it basically says, it goes to LAFCO, you have 6 months to assign it to a successor agency. That's about it. I would say that the process for dissolution and consolidations and identifying successor agencies is very transparent and engaging, and it requires the cooperation of that, for lack of a better term, receiving agency. This is really empowering you to force a problematic, troubled agency upon a city, county, or special district. This has happened. I would share with you, there's a difference between cemetery districts, which are under your purview. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you an example. The Antelope Valley Cemetery District, if it failed tomorrow, I hate to say it, but it would be Lancaster's problem, because the law on special districts that are under your purview is that if a district fails, it goes to the underlying jurisdiction. If the jurisdiction is split, it's the jurisdiction with the highest property value. So that cemetery is Lancaster, Palmdale, and County, but the assessed value is in Lancaster. These are endowment cemeteries, very different. These are private cemeteries that LAFCO has nothing to do with. The problem with all of them is they're all supposed to have endowments subject to certain ratios, and quite frankly, most of them don't. And right. The ones that are failing don't. So you're inheriting a cemetery, and instead of there being, let's say, a $1.2 million endowment, maybe there's a $200,000 endowment. So it's failing, it's had problems, it's got management issues, it's got financial issues, and there's no money to run it. So I would not want you to be inflicting that situation upon, you know, one of our member cities, the county, or special districts.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
Other questions? This is Commissioner Lewis. Am I being heard?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to throw my opinion in here. I think the request to oppose this bill by our staff is right on target, as they indicated in their commentary that there is a state agency that has the expertise to address this issue. And I think that would be the proper way of handling this issue, which just without just throwing it on one LAFCO throughout the state, as I understand the author is supposed to amend it to apply to the entire state. But until that happens, I believe I would accept it when it does.
Thank you. Anyone else? Where are we in terms of our motion?
It would be appropriate for you to entertain a motion.
I'll entertain a motion on this matter. Yes?
I'd like to move to approve staff's recommendation.
All right. Is there a second?
And Commissioner Lewis from remotely does second.
All right. Lewis seconds. Any other discussion? All right. Let's call the roll.
Commissioner Barger?
Yes.
Commissioner Finley? Sorry. Commissioner Lee?
Aye.
Commissioner Horvath?
Aye.
Commissioner Lewis?
Aye.
Commissioner McKellum?
Aye.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Tamuri?
Aye.
Chair Deere?
Yes, and the motion passes.
Your next item is Commissioner's Report, Agenda Item 11.
Any reports?
Other than my apology, for some reason we're having I'm having a technical difficulty trying to connect through the website, so I'm totally reliant on the phone line.
Okay. Any other comments on the reports? All right, go to number 12, Executive Officer's Report.
I have a few items. In late April, your staff attended the CALAFCO workshop. I'd like to commend Adriana Romo, who was the program's committee chair. She also moderated an outstanding session on Enhanced Infrastructure Financing Districts, or EIFDs. LAFCO senior analyst Doug Dorado organized an excellent session on CEQA compliance and submitting notices to the county and state. He recruited speakers from the LA County Registrar Recorder, County Clerk's Office, the State Board of Equalization, and Shasta LAFCO, and he also moderated the session. And Alicia O'Brien served on the programs committee, where she compiled all the speaker resumes and created biographies for distribution to all attendees. The staff workshop was extremely well received. Several people told me they thought it was the best workshop they had attended in years, and that's due in no small part to the dedication, support, and hard work of your staff over the last 6 months. On Monday, May 5th, I emailed all of you a link to a survey being conducted by CALAFCO. The deadline to reply is this Friday at 5 o'clock. If you have a moment to complete the survey, please do so. Next week, staff of 6 Southern Region LAFCOs will attend an outreach meeting with CALAFCO's consultant, Pamela Miller. Deputy Executive Officer Adriana Romo and I will both attend. And just a friendly reminder to the 3 commissioners who have not yet submitted your Form 700s, they can be submitted through the County of LA's web portal, or you can provide a hard copy to our office, but please do that no later than Monday, June 2nd. And lastly, we would ask that if any of you know you're going to be participating remotely in an upcoming meeting, please let us know in advance. This ensures that we provide adequate public notice, and also we can make accommodations, and periodically we're checking for quorum. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. My Form 700 will be, you haven't got mine yet? My Form 700?
We have yours.
You have mine? Okay. I've been in the hospital for 5 weeks and a lot of things didn't get done. I'm glad some things did get done. All right, then, let's go on.
Glad you're okay, Mr. Chair.
Well, physically, I don't know about mentally. Thank you very much. Is there anything else on our agenda?
Your next item 13 is public comment. Final opportunities for member of the public to address the commission. Is there any member of the public remotely who would like to speak at this time? Seeing none, Mr. Chair, your next item is item 14, future meetings.
Our future meetings are June 11th, July 9th, and August 13th. Is there any further business? If not, we are adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone.
Until June 11th.